ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya man bada'a khalqi wa dhikri wa tarbiyati wa birri wa taghdiyati habni libtida'i karamak wa sa'ni fi birrika bi ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi. أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد من طوى علي قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك وبعد صدق اعترافي
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. Ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi, my Allah, my Master and my Lord, aturaka mu'azzibi binarika ba'da tawhidik, can you be seen tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your oneness? Wa ba'da man tawa alayhi qalbi min ma'rifatik, after your cognition my heart has embraced, وَلَّهِجَ بِهِ لِسَانِي مِنْ ذِكْرِكِ, and the remembrance of you, my tongue, has constantly mentioned. About this sentence, وَبَعْدَ مَنْ طَوَى عَلَيْهِ قَلْبِي مِنْ مَعْرِفَتِكِ, after your cognition my heart has embraced, we said earlier on that cognition of the Almighty Allah is one of the most important prerequisites of the acceptance of prayer, and it could be that Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to teach us this point without which our prayers will not be accepted. Now, you may remember that the true meaning of prayer is turning toward Allah. So this must take place through the ways in which Allah the Exalted has ordered. For example, it has been narrated that once a man from Bani Israel used to worship Allah for 40 nights. Thereafter, he prayed to Allah, but his prayer was not answered. He complained about this to Prophet Isa, who in turn inquired from Allah the Exalted about this. Allah replied, O Isa, he called me while he had a doubt about you in his heart. This means that true recognition of the Almighty Allah is only reached and fulfilled when you believe in all the Almighty Allah has sent down, whatever his signs are, the prophets, the imams, and of course the Holy Quran. This is because the reality of prayer is lying in the turning of the heart towards Allah. So if the heart becomes somehow occupied with something or someone other than Almighty Allah, of these worldly distractions and materialistic points, then the supplicant has not been able to reach the reality of prayer. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, indeed, Allah does not accept the prayer which rises from the back of a heedless heart. And this is exactly what the Holy Prophet ﷺ mentions to Imam Ali ﷺ in his will. He says, Allah does not accept the prayer of a heedless heart.
Oh my God, my Master, my Lord, and my Nourisher, will you see me punished with the fire kindled by you, despite my belief in your unity? And despite the fact that my heart has been filled with knowledge of you, and when my tongue has repeatedly praised you, and my conscience has acknowledged your love, and despite my sincere confessions and my humble begging submissively made to your divinity, no, indeed you are far too kind and generous to destroy one you nourished and supported, or to drive away from yourself one you have kept under your protection.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, brothers and sisters, when Imam Ali alayhi salam says, بَعْدَمَنْ طَوَى عَلَيْهِ قَلْبِي مِنْ مَعْرِفَتِكَ, after your cognition my heart has embraced, this means that at first, cognition of the Almighty Allah is one of the most important prerequisites of the acceptance of prayer. And then, this transition has to happen inside the heart, because this is the reality of dua. There must be some changes in the heart of the supplicant. If a supplicant wishes his prayer to be accepted, he must seek tender-heartedness. He must try to soften his heart. And when the heart becomes tender, it opens up. When the heart opens up, the veils between the supplicant and Allah are lifted. The supplicant is now nearer to Almighty Allah because of that riqqatul qalb. And this is when the mode of prayer and request comes into existence. This mode, how you stand while you're asking from the Almighty Allah, this really has an effect on the softening of the heart. The narrations that put emphasis on self-abasement during prayer are in fact for the purpose of reaching this criterion. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, interestingly and knowingly, mentions this, وَاعْتَقَدَهُ ضَمِيرِي مِنْ حُبِّكَ, the love of you to which my mind has clung. Because he knows that the moment of softening of the heart is the very moment of the descent of Allah's mercy. So one should avail such moments by turning his attention to Allah for supplication. Because the mercy of Allah is without any reckoning during such moments. Let us end this episode of the program by a tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu says, avail yourself of the opportunity of prayer and dua at the softening of the heart, because it is a mercy. And this could be while the words of dhamir, qalb, and other similar words are used in the supplication, specifically the supplication of Kumail. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, Take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through